Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell here with one of the keynote speakers for convention, Jane Herlong. Jane, welcome to Louisville. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just jazzed just being here. I've been this way since Wednesday. I just love FFA.
So give me a little bit about your background. I mean, I know that you are currently living in South Carolina, correct?
Correct. I grew up in the Low Country, we call it. It's outside of Charleston, John's Island. My daddy was a tomato farmer, and I married and moved to the middle part of the state we call the Ridge. So I've kind of lived all over and settled in this very, very small town. So I didn't think I'd ever love a small town. When my husband told me he lived in between, and it scared me. But it's been such a sweet life to raise children, and it's just been a very good life in that part of the state, so it's been great.
It definitely sounds awesome. So give me a little bit of information. Did you have direct ties to FFA at all? Were you ever in FFA?
Well, back then, women were not in FFA when I was coming through school. But my husband was a state officer, and he was also ASCS director. And then my year as Miss South Carolina, I'd run into FFA children all the time. And I'm actually the president or the chairperson of a scholarship committee. And we gave Paul Moya a scholarship as well as Josh Sundquist. So we love FFA children. We give a $5,000 scholarship every year. And I would hope that the students would apply. I didn't know if I had time to share that from the podium, but I really hope they will. We just love FFA. I mean, personally, I've just grown up. My brother was in FFA. So it's just been part of my life.
So you said that there's a scholarship that you're on the committee for. How would students go about applying for that since you didn't get a chance to talk about it on stage?
They would go to the National Speakers Association, nsaspeaker.org, and go to scholarships. But we love the FFA crowd. I mean, they've got every quality we're looking for to award scholarship.
Definitely something good for the members to know. For those people who didn't get the chance to catch your speech that you gave to our FFA members here in Louisville, what did you talk about?
I said, don't throw tomatoes at my field of dreams, because we all have dreams, and it seems like through life we have things that happen that disturb our plans. And the first is, I think, tomato of words, because words, you know the old saying, sticks and stones break my bones, but words don't hurt.
Right.
Words can really, really hurt. And so I just think that we need to be careful about the words we speak and the words that we hear and what we say to other people. And my thing is, your tongue doesn't have an eraser on it.
Right.
And so if you let those words get into your mind, which is the battlefield, then from there your future can be discouraged. And we all have our moments in our future where we wonder what's going to happen. With me, it was being a mother. Of course, I talked about my secret desire to be a writer and all the backlash I got from that, fired from being dyslexic, from teaching dyslexic children. And so all of that can affect our lives, but we have to stay strong and stay steady and be ourselves. And of course, I take it from a Christian perspective too.
Right.
So I believe in just being the person that God made for you to be, but be the best of that person and surround yourself with the people that encourage you. And there's so much backstory to this, even as an adult, right, I can talk about. But we've had family problems. My family wasn't the most functional family. I have a brother, the same one who was in FFA, who's a very sad drug addict. And my sister died prematurely, and she had some mental problems. And so I'm kind of the one that separated from that. And you take a hit when you step out and say, you know, I love you, but I'm not going to participate. And that doesn't mean I don't love them, you know. And so you kind of set boundaries and borders, and you just keep real positive. So I've kind of lived it all my life. And so I'm so happy to put that in a capsule and share it, because I absolutely, from the DNA of my body, I know that that really can be the case if you just keep persevering. And don't hear no. Don't hear the word no. Think next. You know, maybe that didn't work out, but let me try something else. Let me go in this direction. And I'm just a risk taker, and
right,
I just like to see what happens next.
So, I mean, obviously you're living out the message that you've given to everybody with a long list of accomplishments. I mean, a certified public speaker, a professional singer, a recording artist, and a published author. That's huge. So besides the message that you gave to our members, what helped to make you so successful, and how can you relay that success to our members?
I think it's important through all of this to have a really good sense of humor, too. And I was, my mother had a wonderful sense of humor. And the book, the best-selling book called Bury Me With My Pearls, that's dedicated to her. And that helped me, prayer, you know, just believing and filling your mind with good, positive words. Even if people aren't a student of the Bible, the wisdom in that Bible is amazing. Like my daughter just called me, she says, Mama, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And, you know, don't be in fear. And I quote that a lot. You know, I am not in fear. So I take it too from a spiritual standpoint, because that just kind of helps fill my mind with positive things. And be around positive people. Read positive things. I mean, this afternoon, everything was gory Halloween on TV. And I was trying to prepare for this. And I thought, I'm just cutting all this off. And I just cut on my iPad and heard some great music. You know, I'm a singer, and so I was listening to other people's music, and it just helped me focus better. Just get the negative out, you know, and focus on the positive. And if you have a mountain to climb, which I did, I mean, I went to see a counselor. I'm not too proud to tell anybody, you know, in my early 50s, I sat down. I should have done it a lot sooner, but I just didn't know I had so many things that I had packed down. And it's from a past that was rocky with my family, and I loved them. But, you know, just because somebody, you might be in your family, you're a parent, and I know a lot of children struggle with this. I mean, you might think, well, you know, what's wrong with them? Well, they might be doing the absolute best they can do for you. And if that's their best, then that's the way it is. But you can be better than that. You know, you can take it to the next level. But just to love people and surround yourself with the right people. I guess, I think that's what I did.
It definitely seems that way. So our theme for convention this year is to go all out. What does that mean to you?
That is right up my alley. Because I think, I always say, go big, do it with class. You know, my daddy always said, either go big or stay home. You know, so you go all out. That means every part of who you are and everything that FFA represents. You think about the creed. You think about the motto. You think about the people you meet. You see, you look at the next person and say, how are they going all out? And how can I learn from them? Can I be teachable? Mm-hmm. And we all have to be teachable. We're never going to grow if we're not teachable. And put yourself in situations where you take risk. And step out and do something. You know, don't say, oh, I can't do that. Say, what if I don't do that? Am I going to be sitting in, that's my fear, to be sitting in a rocking chair going, what if? I never want to be a what if person. I want to try everything. So go all out means to try everything good and positive in your life so you can be that person that you want to be.
And grow into that
exactly.
Exceptional person.
And that's why
that
I talked about the little fishbowl. Because that was not in my speech. Because, no, I didn't have the stick-out dress, and I didn't have the poodle socks, and I didn't have the money that other people had. But I had a fishbowl, and it just took that fishbowl for the next step. And, gosh, I ended up at Miss America. You know, so you just never know where things take you if you just step out and go all out.
Right, and that's definitely a good message for our members. So speaking of growing, you talked about growing in the parody that you sang to our members of Let It Go and Frozen. They so loved it, and I loved it too. We were sitting here in the newsroom just laughing about it. What kind of idea did you have behind when you made that parody? I mean, there's so many different messages and things that you could put into that, but why did you go with what you did?
I just adore that song. I think it's a catchy one.
Right.
I mean, Disney was brilliant when they wrote that one because it just rings in your head. And I think we all love it, and we all kind of want to feel like the characters in that. We make mistakes, and we come back, and we revisit. So the whole concept of the song is great. So I started thinking about it, and I'll have to give my daughter a shout-out. She's 24 years old, and she said, Mama, why don't you say you can grow? And I said, wow, now that I can gnaw on. Because I knew I was going to close with some song. And I was afraid it was a little too juvenile, maybe.
No, definitely not. They were all singing along.
And the cell phone's going off,
yeah.
And the lights are, and it's awesome. But then I have a good friend, Jeff, who's a parody writer out of Ohio. And so I wrote it, and then he's so brilliant. I sent all the FFA info, the creed, the motto, the whole deal, and the convention theme and all that. And he just sent it back to me and said, okay, I cleaned up what you wrote. And it was so brilliant. I said, oh, wow. In fact, I didn't even do the whole thing. He rewrote it from top to bottom. But I just knew I had a time restraint. And I said, I'll talk into it. And then once they hear the beautiful first part of the song, they're going to know.
Yeah.
And then I kept saying, I'll say, you're not frozen, you're chosen. And as soon as I said frozen, I was hoping the music would start so people would go, oh, that's from Frozen, you know. But of course, but it worked out great because it bled right into it when I said, you know, don't be in fear, don't be frozen with fear. Be
right.
Chosen, I'm chosen. And so I just had fun with it, and I love the lyrics. And
right.
So between Jeff, I have to give him the big shout-out for that because he is so good, Jeff Slutsky from Ohio. So he's
right.
Great.
Obviously, so many members just putting their cell phones up, trying to be involved and interacted with what you were doing. So I know that you've been around convention a little bit. I mean, I've seen you walk in the halls and up here in the media room. How has it been going for you?
Well, I absolutely love it, but I've been wanting some roller skates or wheelies or something for the past day. I just want to take it all in because so many people I've spoken for, like Farm Bureau, and I've spoken for several state FFA chapters, like I think Ohio and California. So I just wanted to meet everybody, and I just wanted to take it in because everybody said you have to see it to believe it. And so I asked, and they were so gracious to me, Christy was, if I could come in early. And I wish I was staying till late tomorrow, but I booked my flight for, you know, like just 10 o'clock. But I'm going to still hang out because I just love it. It's just something that, you know, I just wish we had had something like this, and I wish women could have been involved because it would have been right up my alley. Right. It's like I wish I would have met an adult me earlier. Does that make sense?
Yes,
I mean,
definitely.
Nick said that. He said, I wish I would have met someone like me. I mean, his story's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, what he's been through. But you do. Do you ever get older and think, oh, I wish I could talk to myself as a teenager?
To tell myself what I could have done,
And what not to focus on and what's important and what's not important. Don't waste your time trying to change people, you know. Change how you react to things. So, and that's really what my book is about, Bury Me With My Pearls. It's funny, but it's, you know, it's got the dark pearl. And everybody needs dark pearls because it makes you better. Yeah. So that's kind of been the theme of my life. How can I take a bad thing and make it good? Just like the hokey pokey. And I said, okay, think about that. Because it really is what life is about. You have to turn it around. You have to shake it off. But you don't want it to control you. You control it. And especially for a woman, it's hard because we like to manage everything and make everything just perfect, you know.
Right.
And so I just think the being here has just totally solidified every belief I've ever had about myself, about the youth of today. And it breaks your heart when you see kids just giving up and, you know, they don't know where to go. And, you know, I kind of gave birth to this generation. So this is why it's important because my children are close to these age. They're a little older, but close enough. And I'm thinking, oh, my, did we do our jobs as parents? I come here and I go, yes. But then I get into the real world and go, oh, man, if they could only see FFA, if they could only see outstanding youth operating in the interest that they have, whether it be here or another youth group or wherever. But FFA to me, I don't know, it's just because I'm a farm girl, I get it. I just get it, you know.
Definitely. So if there was a way that our members could connect with you, what would that way be?
They can go to my website, www.janeherlong.com. It's H-E-R-L-O-N-G. .com, do the /FFA, and you can get my book for free, Bare Feet to High Heels. I did that just for FFA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did it yesterday. I just called my web guy and said, put me up a page.
That's awesome.
And I said, I want the kids to have it. But also, I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and LinkedIn, and Instagram, and Pinterest.
And everything that's out there.
Everything, you know, I do it all. And so, yeah, I love to connect. I've been tweeting ever since I got the word I was going to be speaking, ever since I saw it announced. Mm-hmm. And so I've been pushing out, like, Jeff and all the guys at Tyson Foods and Donnie Smith and Lanco and Nick and all that. Now, Nick and I are back and forth on our little cell phones and all. He's just a great guy. So it's like family to me.
Right.
It just really is family. You're comfortable here. It's down home. It's real. These kids are very authentic, and it just gives me faith in the next generation and what's to come. It's exciting. When you come here and see this, you think we're in good hands.
Definitely. Well, Jane, thank you so much for your time to sit down and speak with me. Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell.